Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 33 of Chimp Out Radio. This is the Leftovers edition, and I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. Tonight, we're going to have a lot of past guests join us. We had a bunch of leftover audio from each of our recordings that maybe didn't make it into our time constraints from the original recordings. So tonight, we're going to bring those back, and you're going to hear from a whole slew of people. Too many to really name, but I will say this. Justin Nigger is going to make an appearance, and so is Malfa Karam. Miss Ann's going to stop by. Joseph is back. Stomper365. Sir Lawrence. Stinky Niggs. Pretty much everybody's going to pop in and say hi tonight. Also, episode 33 tonight marks my official announcement that I, DJ Stupnik, have decided to get the fuck out of nigger-infested Michigan. That's right. I'm leaving Detroit. If you're listening to this right now, it means I've already sold all my belongings, grabbed the dogs, a change of clothes, got into my pickup truck, and got the fuck out. So, if you're listening to this right now, I'm out there somewhere in America, driving around looking for the perfect nigger-free community. But my first stop, Philadelphia, PA, to go meet Birdman in person. We're going to do a show 2 weeks from today, on location, side by side for the first time ever. And champions, it's going to be a magical moment. So, tonight, stay tuned, listen to what we got here for you. It's a full-hour show tonight. I hope you love it. And remember, champions, I'm proud of every single one of you, and you should be proud of yourselves. I'll see you in 2 weeks. With me, as always, my esteemed co-host, Birdman. How you doing, Bird?
Pretty good here. The niggers across the street are ooking and screeching as usual.
Nothing new there, huh?
Yeah. I swear the cops are here once a week now.
Really?
Something I'm not really used to. But I hear you've had some coontact recently.
I did. Last night, I have a Rottweiler. I named him Barky. And last night around 11 o'clock, I took Barky outside to go to the bathroom, and I saw a nigger trying to break into a window of the nigger's house next door. And he didn't see either me or Barky. We were just watching him, and then when he did see us, he tried to play it. He tried to play it off, and he was like, "Oh yeah, how you doing, my man? I was just blah 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 blah." You know, he was trying to shuck and jive as he walked away, and he kind of like took off. But the nigger is so fucking stupid. He actually had the nerve to ask me if I had a cigarette. And Barky went nuts because he fucking hates niggers, and the nigger took off. All right, so I went over to where the nigger was trying to get into the window because there was something dark in the snow over there. I went over, and it was a mountain bike.
Oh.
So it's now in my living room. It's a 10-speed. It's not bad. It's a little beat up, but hey, it was worth it. That's my reward for fighting crime.
Yeah.
So I'll post a picture of it in the Chimp Out Radio thread.
Basically, the nigger was trying to break into his next-door neighbor nigger's house.
My next-door neighbor nigger's house.
Oh, your next-door neighbor nigger's house. When are they going to realize that breaking into each other's houses really doesn't get you much?
I don't know, but what's funny is that's not even really a residence. It's actually an adult foster care facility.
Oh, man.
He would have broke into, you know, just a bunch of cuckoos, basically. So that's my coontact. Back with us tonight, we have Justin Igger is joining us for the top 10 list. How are you doing tonight, Justin?
Doing great.
Well, let's see. Bird, what's our topic this week for the top 10 list?
Yeah, we're going to be doing this a little differently. We're going to be doing a top 10 list in two parts, so it's actually going to be like kind of 20 selections here. First part is top 10 nigger hobbies.
Top 10 nigger hobbies. And Bird, why don't you do the honors? Top 10 nigger hobbies, what is number 10?
My dick.
That should be number one. What's number nine?
My dick.
Number eight?
My dick.
Number seven?
My dick.
Number six?
My dick.
What's number five?
My dick.
Number four. I sense a pattern here.
Yeah.
Niggers don't have that many hobbies, do they?
Oh, no.
Number four?
My dick.
Number three?
My dick.
Number two?
My dick.
And the number one nigger hobby is?
The suspense is killing me.
My dick. Now we're going to transition, and we have Justin Nigger here to help us out. Top 10 nigger hobbies that don't involve my dick.
That's going to be difficult.
Number 10.
Stealing your stuff.
Number 9.
Blaming Whitey.
Blaming Whitey.
Yep.
Blaming Whitey. Number 8.
Urinating and defecating in public.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Niggers have no shame. Have you noticed that?
Well, you have to have a soul to have shame.
That's right. Okay, number 7.
Being loud on the cell phone. Well, that's pretty much constantly.
Yeah, I think niggers have special cell phones that are additionally loud when the ringer goes off. Have you noticed that?
Usually some stupid rap song.
Yep, yep. There goes my baby. I used to work with a nigger. That was his ringtone. Number 6.
Not tipping the waitstaff.
Oh, that's a very popular nigger hobby.
Yep.
Let alone paying for the meal or anything. You know,
yeah.
They usually just walk out before the bill even comes.
Dine and dash. That's what it should say.
When I used to tend bar, this nigger used to come in, order a water, and sit there and sip it all night, and then bum beers off the paying customers, and then drink the half empties.
Oh, man.
That's disgusting.
So I'm in touch with that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what's number 5?
Trying to get freebies. Oh, well, there we go.
There you go.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. Must have surveyed that particular nigger when they did this list.
Yeah.
He's like a multitasking nigger.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Niggers don't kill two birds with one stone. They help me out. What would they do?
They burn your nostrils with one
whiff. No, they
kill two birds by lifting their armpits.
No, instead of birds, what would it be? Eat two watermelons with one bite, or
boil two diglets in one pot?
Very nice.
That's about as close as they get.
Yeah. They got a stretch day food dollar.
Yeah. Get two a for lobster. One special.
Get a lobster ain't cheap. It ain't free.
We got twins today.
Okay. Number 4.
Filing lawsuits.
Yep.
Yeah.
Faux show.
Faux show, my nigga.
Faux shizzle. That right.
Who's that OJ lawyer?
Kardashian? Or Johnny Cochran?
Johnny Cochran. Oh, man, he was the master. He died of a brain tumor a couple years back.
That's impossible. Niggers don't have brains.
Well, yeah, but that's all he had was the tumor.
It was in his medic. It was a medic tumor.
That's right.
His real name
was snake cancer and shit.
It's a little known fact.
Let him cut it off.
I'm sorry, Justin.
He wouldn't let him cut it off.
Yeah.
It's a little known fact. His last name is actually Cochring.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And the number 3 nigger holiday that doesn't involve him a dick is
pushing out butt dumplings.
They're good at that.
That's very popular. They start when they're about 9 and they keep going until they're about 45, and lots of grandbabies and great-grandbabies.
Yep. Butt dumplings making butt dumplings.
Turdlers.
Number 2.
Running from the police.
Oh, yeah.
The popo.
And the number 1 nigger hobby that doesn't involve my dick is
spending time in prison. A.K.A.
Oh, yeah.
A.K.A.
popular.
What?
Nigger College.
Nigger College,
Nigger
that's
college.
Right.
They're really good at that. I mean, they end up spending about 3/4 of their life in there.
Oh, yeah, that's why we call it Nigger College. That's the nigger's higher education, you know, like swapping soap and, you know, getting down on the floor and
tossing salad. Was it jelly or honey?
Pretend it's a pussy. Yeah, I'll be pretending that be a pussy and shit, because I'll be in here for 60 years. I ain't getting no more pussy.
You just got to close your eyes and hope for the best, I guess.
What was that clip from? Wasn't there a clip of a guy talking about that?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a guy in prison. He says, anybody that comes in, he's going to be my wife or he's going to die.
I'd rather die.
I'll take number two, yeah.
Oh, no, it was a nigger at work was talking about it. There was something on some nigger show, some stand-up comedy thing where a nigger was talking about that, about eating out an asshole and thinking that it was...
I saw that on YouTube a long time ago. Some nigger was talking about tossing salad and pretending it'd be a pussy and shit.
He sounded like a Jamaican.
Okay, maybe we can find that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Put it on ChimpTube.
Oh, yeah, ChimpTube. I was thinking about the radio show, but yeah, definitely on ChimpTube. Hey, Justin, you are doing a fantastic job on ChimpTube, I got to tell you.
I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate your work.
You know, it's kind of hard finding nigger songs, but, you know, when I do, it's really fun to mess around with them and make a video to go along with it. I just did a version of Suzy Q. It said it was Jigaboo.
Oh, Jigaboo.
Exactly, exactly.
You know that song, Red Rubber Ball?
Yeah.
Like a red hemorrhoid. I've been thinking about that over the last couple days.
Well, like a shanker? Or a...
The monkeys are shining like a red hemorrhoid. Yeah, George Norrie played that one night, and the song got stuck in my head.
I've got that one... on ChimpTube right now, it's the Michael Jackson, you know, grab yourself like Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Get some dirty download action.
Yeah. Rudy the Hood drug dealer had a very loaded gun. And if you ever saw it, man, you better run. All of the other dealers never mess with old Rudy, because they knew old Rudy was motherfucking crazy.
Alrighty.
You know what we haven't done in a long time is we haven't done that chatter thing where we introduce the episode where we just kind of like talk about our personal lives.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
Anything good happened to you lately?
Just a little bit more of the same. You know, the nigger across the street was out there the other night making all kinds of noise. He's like going, I demand and shit. You know what I'm saying? I guess he was with one of his fucking homeboys.
Ugh.
You know? The cops weren't called that night, but, you know, they've been here twice already since I've been here.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been pretty boring over here.
It's been boring over here, too. The most exciting thing I've done lately is I've mixed two different flavors of ramen noodles together. I mixed chicken and beef, and you know what it tasted like?
Jankum?
I wouldn't know, but no, if if you take a packet of chicken ramen and mix it with a packet of beef ramen, it tastes like pork ramen.
Pork?
That's where they get the pork flavor, I'm sure of it. It's chicken plus beef.
I love ramen noodles. They're just like so easy to cook up and
yeah.
They're cheap as dirt and
yeah, they are. I buy them by at Sam's Club by the case.
Yeah.
You know,
I just finished off a 5-pack myself.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, the chicken flavored.
That's the best. Oh, you know what I do is I take the little. I got these also at Sam's Club. These little canned chicken. They're like tuna cans, but there's chicken in them, and then I throw those
canned
in.
Canned chicken's awesome.
It is awesome. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Cook up linguine and put canned chicken in it, like regular linguine Alfredo. You know, regular shit. And put canned chicken in it, 2 cans. It'll be the best shit you ever ate. Trust me on this.
Yeah? Hey, you know who we need to consult on this is KFC is for niggers, because he's got a ramen recipe that you would not believe.
Oh,
not
really?
Because it's so good, but because it's so disgusting.
Yeah, welfare noodles.
Canadian welfare noodles.
I've called them welfare noodles for years because they're just so cheap and so good, you know.
Yeah, I got through 5 years of college off of ramen noodles. Things were so bad back then, I used to ration my ramen. I would wait until the end of the day to eat, and all I had was one package of ramen, and I would just eat it before bed and go, oh, I made it through another day. Did you ever eat the ramen noodles out of the actual pot that you cooked it in instead of a bowl?
No, I haven't been that low yet.
Oh, that's the best way to eat it. I still do it that way.
The best shit in the world, though, is canned spaghetti, like Chef Boyardee welfare spaghetti.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then there's welfare pizza. Welfare pizza, of course, is those really cheap, I think they're called Tony's brand.
Oh, it's
a box and they're squares. Yep. They're so cheap, but they're so good.
Yeah, they're not bad, really. It takes more than one to fill you up, of course, but...
Oh, yeah, you have to eat half a box, but... There's the welfare pizza, welfare spaghetti, welfare noodles. Yeah, they rock.
Did you ever see that video I posted in Taboo of that fat guy eating 40 pizza rolls in 2 minutes?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, and it's like he put the camera down. You can see his nostrils just going, gum, 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 gum. You know, and I'm thinking, you know, big deal. I could probably do that. So I want to try that sometime.
I have a really hard time eating, watching people eat like that.
Oh, it's gross.
Yeah. There's a show on the Food Network called Man vs. Food.
Yeah, I saw that the other night.
Not the Food Network, but Travel Channel.
Yeah.
This guy goes all over the country and takes on these food challenges, everything from these huge pizzas, huge hamburgers, to these spicy wings that could probably start a fire if you held them up to tissue paper.
I'd like to see him tackle some nigger food. See him, like, eat some chitlins and some, you know, grape drink and malt liquor and all that.
I think even he would get sick off of that.
Well, yeah. That's not for human consumption. It's for niggers.
Like homemade collard greens with the pork snouts in it.
Oh, that's disgusting. Tripe. Have you ever seen tripe?
No.
Yeah, you can get it in the ghetto grocery stores, and it's some organ, some digestive organ of a cow, and it looks like white honeycomb.
Oh, man.
I think it's the lining of their stomach. I'm not sure.
Oh, man. Only a nigger would eat something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
I guess it'd be part of their culture and shit, you know. We'd be slaves and shit, and that's all they fed us. Yeah, right. You're just disgusting niggers.
Yeah, then why are you eating it today, then? Tell me. If it's Whitey's fault.
Soul food. Well, you know, what the fuck's up with that, you know? Soul food. Basically, soul food means, you know, the crap off of the pig that nobody else will eat.
Right.
Years ago, we all did some acid, and when our friends left, they walked outside and immediately got sprayed by a skunk right on our front porch. But they were so high, they didn't even realize it until the next morning. They thought it was a cat. The next morning, they got home, and they woke up, you know, obviously not high anymore, and the whole house reeked.
Oh, that's pretty
bad. On their clothes, and they drug in the house.
That's a great story.
Yeah. Man, could you imagine being so tripped out on acid that you didn't realize you got squirted by a skunk?
Wow.
That's about the only good one I can think of off the top of my head.
That works.
What's with this whole cougar thing that's going on nowadays?
I don't know, but she's got a hot teenage daughter, though.
Yeah, that's probably the way it's working out.
Yeah, because like if your mom's into young guys, maybe the daughter's into older guys.
Yeah.
I'm looking at future Mrs. Stupnik here.
Yeah. We should cut to a clip. Dream on! Dream on!
Right. Like I'm going to put that on the air. Something out there is driving my dogs crazy. And we're on the second story and they're looking out the window, so I don't know what they're looking at. Ah, hold on.
Okay.
What are you guys looking at? There's nothing there. There's nothing there. It's a nigger.
What? It's just a nigger across the street carrying some luggage. You know how some airport luggage will have, like, wheels on it and you can kind of, like, drag it along?
Yeah.
That's what the nigger's doing, walking in the snow, dragging this thing. And I think my dogs think it's another dog. Either that or they just hate this nigger. I don't know.
I think dogs naturally hate niggers.
They should. Yeah.
There's so much evidence out there that they do.
Yeah. Because I know people ask me, did you teach your dogs to hate niggers? I'm like, I didn't have to.
You've got a lot of good ideas.
I guess either that or I just spend too much time thinking about niggers.
No. Yeah, I know the feeling.
Seriously, I wonder, sometimes if we just obsess over this too much, what do you think?
I have had that thought.
Yeah.
I have sometimes thought that. And then I go, well, it is kind of fun, though.
It's
the same
fun.
Time.
Because if it wasn't for Chimp Out, I would fucking be in prison, I think.
Probably.
Seriously.
I think that's the case for a lot of people.
Yeah. I think a lot of our champions have been in prison, actually.
Yes. Yeah, before they found us, they found prison. Which is not good.
No, that's not good.
I don't want to be like niggers or anything.
No. But that would wake anybody up.
Sorry.
That's all right.
That's my dog.
What's your dog's name?
Jackson.
Jackson.
Not like Michael Jackson.
Oh, I was just going to say, you named him after Michael or Tito?
No, it's like Jackson Pollock, the artist.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Hey.
Check. Okay, cool. Yeah, that big lunch thing is fucking funny. Ew, man, that's some good stuff.
It's all bad.
It's all bad. Yeah. Oh.
What
a good
was
one.
The song title called?
I did it to you.
I did it to you.
I did it to you, nigga. If you wake up in a pool of blood, I did it to you. What a dumb
that album
nigger.
Covers classic, a fucking skull on a dinner plate.
I know. Big Lurch. Oh, what a weird nigger.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad he is in Nigger College, because God only knows what he'd be doing if he were outside of Nigger College.
Oh, I know what he'd be doing. He'd be chewing on some people's flesh. He's like
yeah.
a living zombie.
Okay.
I just did a quick Google image search for Jackson Pollock, because I have to admit, I have no idea who he was. It looks like he does a lot of, just splatter art.
I don't, to be honest, I didn't name the dog. We actually inherited him from a friend.
Oh, okay.
So I'm probably as wise about it as you are.
Oh, okay.
I was going to rename him, but he was already a year old, so I was like, oh, we'll keep him. Keep his name, because I didn't like it because of the association with Michael Jackson.
Right.
So I was like, oh, but I call him Jack anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Jack's a good name.
Yeah.
I named my dog Barky, so because he never shuts up, but... He's a good dog.
That's cute, though.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is he?
Well, he's a stray, and I just found him all curled up. He got run over by niggers, actually, in an SUV.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was all curled up.
Oh, he hates niggers now, too.
Well, I think he hated them to begin with, but they messed him up really bad. I found him, and he was, like, all mangled. He had two broken bones, and he had a dislocated leg on his back.
Aww.
And right where the bone fits into the hip bone itself was fractured, and the doctors didn't want to put it back in because they knew that later in life there would be a 100% chance of getting arthritis. So they asked me if it was okay if they could just saw off, surgically remove the head of his femur.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, do whatever you have to do. So I was thinking about naming him Napoleon because they took his bone apart.
Wow.
Rise, 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 rise,
right. Well, Bert, I understand you've got some news stories for us tonight.
Yes, I have a really good one that was posted by Martin Luther Kuhn Jr.
Great screen name, by the way.
And, yeah, it's Dallas businesses are tired of monkey shines. And, Snowdog, feel free to interject whenever I'm reading here, because, you know, we see this all over the country, Detroit, Philadelphia, New York City, where businesses just get sick and tired of the nigger bullshit. But it starts out as Dallas Can. Academy students often congregate at nearby businesses on Ross Avenue in East Dallas. And although that can mean a boost in business, it can cause problems. The business owners say fighting, stealing, and drugs are not uncommon. Popeye's Chicken and Biscuits Popeye's Chicken and Biscuits banned students, meaning niggers, last week, posting signs that said Dallas Can Academy students are no longer allowed in Popeye's. I'm guessing Dallas Can Academy is one of those low-level, you know, work for a job or go to school for a job kind of places where you spend $10,000 and don't even get a degree out of it. But going on here, Ross Food Mart limits the number of students allowed inside, and the nearby Sonic won't serve certain individuals. You know, this gives me a really warm feeling in my heart, you know, when businesses are finally getting sick and tired of the monkey shines and kicking these fucking apes to the curb. Workers at the three businesses say the students fight, steal, and smoke marijuana. Other customers end up trapped in the chaos, and commuters complain about the teens, meaning niggers, who amble across busy Ross Avenue. How many times have we seen this? Niggers walking down the middle of the street, blocking traffic and causing all kinds of problems.
Every day.
What do you have to say about this, Snowdog?
Well, it's like, you know, the point I've been making on the forums. The more the people get of this, you know, this typical nigger behavior, the more sick and tired of it they get, the more intolerant of it they get, and by 2012 there isn't going to be a shitskin in this country that isn't going to be, you know, kicking himself for not voting for John McCain.
Yeah, really.
You know, because after they put in, you know, put in the, you know, the, you know, Sambo, after he, you know, got into our so-called White House, mm-hmm. the, you know, the behavior has gotten, you know, noticeably worse.
As if they didn't have enough of an entitlement mentality already, now that Obama's in the White House, their entitlement mentality has gone up 300%. And the story goes on here. Loitering teenagers can cause problems at shops and malls everywhere. And these businesses aren't the first to set rules to maintain order, but the Popeyes ban put a spotlight on the problem in East Dallas. The school has responded with a vow to find solutions. Cheryl Rios, vice president with Texas Can, umbrella organization for the charter school and nine other academies in the state, began setting up meetings this week as she learned of the Popeyes ban. She wants school administrators and the business operators to work out the problems, and she said she hopes to include the police and representatives from nearby institutions. There's a really quick way of resolving this problem is ship the niggers somewhere else. Ship them back to Africa. Put them on a leaky boat, you know? She questioned whether the problems were caused by Dallas Can students, of course, noting that the school is in a dense area and other schools have the same uniform of white shirt and khaki pants. But the businesses are familiar with the students. The workers watch them walk the school and often call the school to monitor and break up fights and handle other issues. "We will rectify this immediately," Rios said. We're not one to complain and cry and sit around. Oh, yeah, right. That's all niggers do is complain, cry, and sit around. Quit bullshitting us, all right. we're going to find a solution immediately. We by no means want to be a negative impact on the neighborhood. Well, you already are.
When have niggers ever been a positive impact on the neighborhood?
It's never happened in world history. In the history of the world, there has never been a nice nigger neighborhood.
Ever.
Ever.
Well, you know, what city, state, country, school was ever improved, you know, by, you know, when, you know, by niggers? I mean, I cannot think of one case where any school anywhere that went from majority white to majority coon upped its academic standards.
Well, a little snippet on this article, it says, on Wednesday morning when Hassan asked three students to step aside after their transaction at the register, one student exploded with a loud stream of profanities. Chimpels!
Yep.
After an ugly exchange, the teens left and the customer who had been waiting watched them walk to the Dallas school. At Popeyes, employee Maria Gomez said regular customers are beginning to return to the restaurant since the signs were posted. Here we go! Isn't that perfect right there? You know, they put sign-ups, they ban all the teen apers out of the restaurant, and business improves. Who would have thought?
I'm sure the air quality improved, too.
And I'm sure the bathrooms are a lot cleaner as well.
Yep, and there's fewer flies everywhere, and... Yeah.
Well, it says at Popeyes that they said, we have tried hiring security guards and talking to the principal also. Scott Stockton, vice president of operations for Popeyes franchises in the Dallas area, said in an email, we could not continue with the expense of daily security and therefore reached a solution. And I think it's a pretty damn good solution. Keep the animals out of Popeyes. Business improves. Everybody's happy. Everybody wins.
Yeah. And there's, you know, there's a lesson here for all of society, you know.
Damn right.
Yeah. I mean, you get rid of the niggers, you get rid of almost all the problems you've got.
No niggers, no problems.
Yeah, well, yeah, but unfortunately, that's not necessarily the case. I mean, as the Chuck E. Cheese restaurant that started banning the, you know, started banning the niggers found out that they got, you know, slapped with a, you know, with a nigger lottery suit.
Yeah, that's always bad.
I'm just surprised that this hasn't happened there in Dallas yet.
Oh, there will be a lawsuit, trust me on that one. One of the nigger mammies is going to start flailing her arms and say, that be racist and shit, my boy. He's a good boy and shit.
But, you know, one thing that's in favor of the Popeyes franchise is that these are apes that are wearing uniforms, so they're easy to identify. And in their defense, they would just say, well, we're not discriminating against blacks. We're discriminating against, you know, we're just enforcing this against students.
Yeah, they have to say students.
Yeah.
You know, that'd work. And too bad that Chuck E. Cheese can't find a, of course, businesses everywhere have been trying to find a plausibly deniable excuse to get rid of their niggers. I mean, you know, whether it's dress codes or, you know, or, you know, all
cover
the
charge.
Cover charges. That, you know, that discourage them. And definitely don't play crap and don't serve chicken. All that goes a long way to, you know, to keeping the coons at bay.
You know, I wonder how niggers feel about baked chicken.
My guess is they probably don't like it. It's too healthy.
Not enough grease. Not enough Crisco.
You know, I was living out west in Las Vegas and, you know, and got and watched my neighborhood turn into a niggerhood and, you know, that's where they all went.
Yeah.
To this little corner store, that served the, you know, the greasiest garbage that you wouldn't ever want to eat.
Right.
Where they all went. And despite the fact they could have walked across the street and got, you know, where there was a Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A actually isn't too bad. I like their food.
Mm-hmm. But I wonder if we could just, like, take some grass clippings and some dead leaves and fry them, and if niggers would eat them.
It depends on how you sold it. Yeah, but you could probably convince them to eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, niggers believe anything.
That's true.
You could take a big, healthy dump on the floor and throw it in a deep fryer, and a fucking nigger would eat it.
Yeah.
That would be fun to watch.
I mean, they already don't use toilet paper, so they're used to handling feces all the time.
That's true.
Not a big stretch for them to eat it if they're hungry.
We'll call them Jenkenburgers.
Yeah, well, and they're already eating that in you know, in Zimbabwe.
Yes, they are.
They follow the cows and collect the manure,
and they eat it. Well, in Haiti, they're famous for their mud pies. I think it's a mixture of mud and shit and straw and grass and all that.
Well, then what we should do is we should open up a chimp out cafe for all the libtards to go to and tell them that these are ethnic foods from around the world. You got the Ethiopian, you know, Invisible Burger. You've got the Chimpabwe patty. We'll just call it a cow patty. And then, you know, for dessert, you can get, like, some mud cakes from Haiti.
You know, that would be an interesting experiment.
Wash it down with some Colt 45, and there you go.
Yeah, you know, and they'd be lucky to get Colt 45 in Zimbabwe now.
Yeah.
Now they got to drink is cholera, you know, contaminated water.
Or no water at all.
And you think that was once a first world country. You know, now look at it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's pathetic.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Birdman and DJ Stupnik. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, go to the forums of chimpout.com. Registration only takes a moment and it's free.
We got to say there, Snow Dog, is you are probably one of the most requested persons to be on Chimp Out Radio with us because your posts are so damn good. It's like you're a ninja around here. You come in real quietly, leave really great posts, and leave, you know?
I never really thought about that. You know, it's like, you know, I just basically, you know, treat Chimp Out like I do every other forum. I try, you know, if I say something, I try to say something, you know, halfway intelligent.
That's why we like you.
And I do appreciate it.
We're certainly glad to have you around. And you've been around for how long? Have you been here on the forum now?
I joined in June, you know, not last June, but the June before that.
So June 2008, shortly after we started.
Yeah, you must have been. Right. You were probably in the first several hundred people that signed up then.
Yes, I do believe I was.
Yeah. Now, did you ever belong to any other forum site that was dedicated to nigger bashing?
Yes, I did. I was, I originally started out on, you know, it was on the other site.
Yes. So you started out on the other site, and then, how did you end up over at Chimp Out?
Somebody mentioned it over on the other site, and I, you know, went and looked it over, and I said, hey, I think I'm going to like this a lot better. And so I brought myself my screen name and, you know, my raccoon avatar over and signed on.
Nice.
Slavery is going on today. You can buy a woman or a man. It's happening over in Africa in a country called the Sudan. But you don't hear Jesse Jackass, Barracoon, or Al Sharpton of shit ever talking about that. But they're talking about slavery over 100 years ago when they want to be paid back. I'm leaving this country if it's ever passed. Reparations my ass. I guess we could have left them over in Africa where they could still be slaves today. Or starving to death or dying of thirst. Hell, most of them are dying of AIDS. Everybody knows Africa's a hellhole. It's just about as bad as you can get. They'll all thank us for bringing them here and forget about the slavery debt. And I'm leaving this country if it's ever passed. Reparations my ass. Next we'll have to repay the Indians and give the whole goddamn country back. They got a worse deal than the niggers. We just killed them, and that was that. But one thing you say about the Indians, they'd rather been in their graves than to ever even submit to slavery in the first place. Who wants to be a slave?
I'm leaving this country if it ever pairs. Reparations, my ass. I'm leaving this country if it ever pairs. Reparations, my ass. I'm leaving this country if it ever pairs. Reparations, my ass.
Geez, it's amazing how much effort goes into 1 hour show, huh?
Yeah, how much, yeah, DJ, how many hours of recording do you have? We use like, what, 1/5 of every 1 hour of recording?
It's about 1/3 of what we say gets on the show.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
No, it's good.
Yeah, I'd love it if the show was like an actual real radio station, but...
We'd never be on air.
Not for long, anyway.
Dog farts are awesome. They're a particular vile god.
Yes, they are.
I don't know what the hell it is about dog food, man, but that... Oof.
Well, with my dogs, it's because they eat out of the litter box, the kitty litter box.
Oh, well, yeah, that's all.
It's got
good.
A lot to do with it. It's like pooping out poop, you know?
You know, at least it keeps itself fed, you know, it's...
Oh, yeah. He dropped his bone in there tonight. in the kitty litter box. It's still in there. The cats are going to be like, what the hell did I shit? But the dogs always sniff. I think my dogs think that the cats are just walking food dispensers.
That's the way my mother's dog is. She has a shih tzu. And she'll eat her shit and the cat shit. She keeps herself fed. I mean, you know, until I guess she just completely depletes the nutritional value of the shit. You know, she'll just crap it out and then turn around and just lap it right back up.
Yeah, that's why they called shit zoos.
Exactly.
But my dog will not only eat his own shit, but he likes it frozen. So he'll go out. I call him poopsicles. You know, go out there. It's a treat for him. It's like dessert.
My dog doesn't eat his own shit. He smells it.
Yeah.
Well, he eats his own vomit, though. If he vomits outside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah.
He'll eat that back up.
They'll eat my cat's vomit, too.
Y'all just feel sick as fuck.
We're not the ones doing it.
Right. We're just reporting it to you.
Yeah.
But I find a story here from an unregistered user. Every once in a while, somebody who's unregistered comes up with a real good one.
Yeah.
A sheglet, a little niglet girl, age 3, was raped by niggers aged 5, 6, and 7 in South Africa. of course.
Wow.
3-year-old sheglet was raped allegedly by 3 niggers aged 5, 6, and 7, Eastern Cape police said on Wednesday. Captain Jackson Manatha said a negress left her 3-year-old sheglet with her neighbor when she attended a funeral on Sunday. Upon her return, she was informed that the sheglet had been raped by the 3 boys. Manatha said the 3 niggers would be arrested and released into the custody of their parents. Oh, boy. God, I didn't know a 5-year-old could get an erection. Oh, my God.
What the hell? What if the 5-year-old got the 3-year-old pregnant? Then by the time she turned 4, she'd be having a baby.
Dude, we're getting into rodent territory here. You know, they reproduce like rodents.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, do you think like the 7-year-old was teaching the 5-year-old and the 6-year-old how to do it?
It could be he was the ringleader. You never know.
Yeah.
They were arrested. Can you imagine the 3 little 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 7-year-old out in cuffs going to the police station? Their mammy be saying, well, this is the first time. Just be getting used to it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Only niggers.
Only niggers could do something that vile at such a young age.
Yes.
Think those are like nigger overachievers or something, or what?
Yeah, they must be going for, like, the Doogie Howser kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And graduate into nigger college by age 9.
Can you imagine what their trial would, defense would be like? They'd be like, she was asking for it.
Yeah, she was wearing that short little skirt, you know what I'm saying?
She was wearing them diapers, you know?
She should know not to wear them sexy diapers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that right.
Oh, man. That's a good one right there. You could throw that one in.
So a dog that eats frozen shit. I guess it's like, you know, some kind of a, you know, treat that melts in its mouth.
Yeah.
It's just like chocolate.
Yeah. It's a dog M&M.
You guys are actually making me hungry. That's what's really sick about. I'm thinking about ice cream now.
Chocolate ice cream.
Yeah. Let's go get some.
Rocky Road.
That'd be great. Have a bit of an English meter.
Yeah, you guys could have some tea and crumpets or whatever you eat.
Fuck off.
I don't even know what a crumpet is, so I'm just making fun. But,
You don't know what a crumpet is?
No, I don't know what a crumpet is.
Oh, you fucking label.
What is it?
Just Google it, mate.
I've always been a prankster, and I discovered at a young age that niggers are like the best prank targets of all because their reaction is so wild and over the top to the least little thing. I think it was around 1987. There was a Jigaboo family, not around here, but close enough in driving distance, and they had their Halloween decorations up, and one of the things they had in the yard was a scarecrow. Me and my buddy sneak out there around 11 o'clock at night with some altered pillowcases and sheets, and we turned the scarecrow into a clan scarecrow, and we hid in the bushes across the road, and we watched this. They actually had a deputy sheriff out there who was also a nigger. He was chimping out over it, and the whole group of them were just bouncing up and down and screeching over it. See, I could talk about it now because I was a minor at the time. It's been a good 24, 25 years since we had it, so.
Well done.
Because they were trying to create the super nigger. What they should have done was bred a little bit of intelligence into them, but all they needed to know was, you know, how to fill up a pail. Just imagine if they'd have been breeding the smartest niggers against the smartest niggers. We might have brain surgeon niggers instead of homeless niggers.
I don't know, because shit plus shit always equals shit.
You know what? That's true.
The smartest nigger in the world is about as smart as, I don't know, the crap on the bottom of my shoe.
Yeah, okay. You know, pigs do have a little bit more intelligence, so, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's something. Fucking monkeys.
But they should have bred ones with better hygiene, at least.
They should have done that, but then yeah. They've got the whole lathering thing. How do they do that? You know, magic shave. Niggers can't even use razors like we do.
I know.
Because they bump up. They have to use chemicals to get rid of their facial hair.
Right.
Because they can't use razors, but yet we're equal. We're the same. Really. Why is their credit score so shitty? By and large, why are more of them have lower credit scores than white people do?
Or IQ scores, for that matter.
Or IQ scores, yeah. They need help. They need help to get to do the same thing that I can do without help, or that a white person can do without help.
That's right.
They need a helping hand. Oh, did you see that Jesse Jackson? Rush Limbaugh just the other day was talking about how Jesse Jackson has some illegitimate child. And I can't remember the whole story. Today, Obama flipped. This is the first time it's ever happened. And it's on the news. President Obama flipped off the press corps in the White House. Yeah.
That's the first time it's ever happened. Gave him the old stink finger on the
he
monkey
gave
paw.
Him the, he gave him the finger.
Yeah.
A president.
Nice.
A president flipped the bird to the press corps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any other president's ever done. Another first for a monkey president.
Hmm. One time somebody knew some dudes over in high school. It was a punch. I'm getting some feedback from somebody.
Somebody's got their speakers too loud. Dude.
You hear all this shit about the Haiti earthquake.
What happened?
There's an earthquake in Haiti, and 100,000 niggers are dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
kind
great.
Of good news.
Yeah,
the only bad, what? The only bad news is, though, is the United States, being the United States, is going to send all kinds of money that we don't have down there to help the niggers out, because apparently they're estimating that 100,000 niggers are dead from the Haitian earthquake, and Hillary Clinton has already come up onto the podium and said, we will do everything to give aid to the poor Haitian people.
I think what she meant is we'll do everything to give AIDS to the poor Haitian people.
Well, that would be a wishful thinking.
They've already got it.
Yeah. Why send something they already have? It's
really?
Kind of like sending more mud down there to make mud pies.
What they really need is some watermelon and some fried chicken. That's what they'd appreciate.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, anything greasy. But it's like a bittersweet moment here. I mean, on one hand, 100,000 niggers are dead, and on the other hand, the United States is going to spend a bunch of money down there that we don't have to help them out and rebuild their mud huts.
Yeah.
Well, either way, the United States is going to pay, and pay dearly for it.
Yeah.
It just so happens that they're over on our end of the fucking hemisphere. Why can't we just bomb the place and start over, you know?
Because then there would be nigger stains all over, and you know how hard it is to get those out.
Well, what you do is you bomb the place, make sure everybody's dead, and then go back like 5 years later when all the corpses have rotted and stopped stinking, you know, and start over.
That's a great idea.
Build a couple casinos, you know, some houses. Maybe a Walmart or two.
Yeah.
So, you know, white people can live down there.
Hey, do you remember the nigger lover that adopted the nigglets that were drinking out of the toilet?
Oh, yeah. What happened with him?
I'm gonna see him on Friday. We're going to hang out for the first time since high school. He and his wife are coming down, and we're going to go to the casino.
Oh, boy. I'll bet, I'm willing to bet when you see them, there's going to be like bags underneath their eyes. They're going to look exhausted.
I'll bring a camera.
they're just going to look so defeated. But mm-hmm. The whole time they'll be justifying it. Well, they're really creative.
Oh, yeah. They're so creative. You know, and like the nigglets are like swinging from the chandeliers and throwing poop at people in the restaurant. They're so creative.
Yeah, meanwhile, the guy and the lady are both losing their hair. Whether it's being pulled out by the nigglets or just losing it naturally. Oh, man. I kind of feel bad for them because they mean well and they think they're doing the right thing, but, you know.
But that's a metaphor for human society in general. I mean, so many people think that we need to take these apes and coddle them and so forth. And then they learn the hard way that, you know, that's just destructive and self-destructive and self-defeating and pointless.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's hard enough to raise a human adopted child.
Yeah.
Because when you get the child, they already have baggage.
Yeah.
But you take in two nigglets, man. Oh, it's like 10,000 times worse.
I know.
There was a time years ago we went to the KFC drive-in just to fuck with them. And I got on the mic and I said, yeah, I want that 12-piece bucket. I want a 40-ounce of Colt 45, some collard greens, some chicken wings, all that. Like, sir, we don't carry liquor here. Like, what? You're tripping, man. I'm going to come back with my crew. You're going to have some malt liquor. You know what I'm saying? I had them in a panic.
Okay. Super.
That sounds a bit like Jay Al from South Park there. That's a bit alarming.
I don't watch it. I don't know.
He says super a lot.
Oh, does he? Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about now. Yeah, super. Yeah. I got to quit saying that.
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
Hey, you're better at it than I am.
Hey, watch it.
What was it? Oh, yeah. One thing that I did see that's I'm getting that feedback again.
Just pretend like you're in a stadium.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
But down in Venezuela, they devalued their currency by about 50%. So, you know, if you were a Venezuelan and you had $10 in your pocket when you picked up today, then you had $5.
I have no idea what you said, but you sounded really cool.
Awesome.
That night, I have a news story about Haiti. We're going to make this the Haiti episode since all this shit's pretty fresh.
And I bet it's not here. So fresh in Haiti.
It's probably stinking pretty bad down there now. Well, I mean, it stunk to begin with.
I love the stories coming by it that the Haitians are chimping out thinking that the zombies are going to rise by the thousands.
Governor damn voodoo, I'll tell you.
You never have a tornado hit some trailer park in Missouri, and all the good old boys out there saying, well, we better start burying Billy Ray because he's fixing to come back from the dead. Never happens.
Well, that's the thing about Haiti, though. I mean, if it happened in any other human country, an earthquake, like, yeah, what would happen is citizens would band together, try to rebuild, and try to do their best to get by, but these Haitians are standing around with blank looks on their face with their hands sticking up. I don't know what to do. Give me that.
So you compare it to the Xenia, Ohio earthquake from back, I think, in the 70s. That town was literally obliterated by tornadoes.
Yeah.
And there was no looting, robbing, raping, shooting, stabbing, machete attacks, none of that.
Well, Haiti's just a giant version of Katrina. You know, Katrina was pretty big, and, you know, the niggers chimped out down there, too. And, you know, they're still living in FEMA trailers 5 years later.
So I say, when we humans have a massive casualty rate, massive crisis like this go on, we pull together and we take care of our own business, and we look after each other. When the jigaboos have something like this go on, all they see is an opportunity for monkey shines.
Oh, yeah.
They know law and order is broken down, so they're free to be themselves.
Raping, robbing, looting, blaming Whitey for their problems. I mean, it happens every single
begging
time.
Begging for handouts for Whitey at the same time.
Yeah, and then they start bitching because the handouts aren't coming fast enough, or they're not getting enough handouts, or what have you. I mean, they're down in Haiti, they're landing helicopters on top of mountains so they can see the niggers coming from every which way so they won't get robbed, you know? It's really cool. It's really quite ridiculous if you look at it, because, you know, they really can't go into the city and help them out, so they have to go out into the country, land their helicopter, hand out their rations or what have you, and get out of there as quickly as possible.
The aid workers go in, try to help, aid workers get attacked, and the aid workers say they don't want to go back, and they're racist.
Yeah.
What we need to do is send, like, a couple thousand buckets of KFC filled with concrete.
Concrete?
They hand them off the bus and go, oh my, this show is heavy.
I was figuring maybe send vials of flu shot tainted with AIDS.
They've already got AIDS down there.
Oh, well, they just need a little bit more AIDS.
We should send them an AIDS shot filled with the flu, because that's what they need.
It'd be live AIDS.
Yeah. Speaking of live AIDS, you remember that song, We Are the World?
Yeah.
I heard they're bringing it back to benefit Haiti now.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's a 6.5 earthquake in California today.
Did Oprah go jogging or something?
Perhaps.
And you're standing outside, and I don't know, is it cold over there right now?
It's 3 degrees, which is, I suppose, about, I don't know, 37, 30, about 40, something like that.
Okay.
Depends which one you use.
Yeah. I was trying to make this super SOP last night, and I had no idea how many quarts are in a gallon.
A quart?
It's 4 quarts in a gallon, but how many pints are in a quart?
A gallon is 4.5. Sorry, a gallon is 8 pints.
Oh.
So a quart is 2 pints.
Oh, so I was right. I had 4 pints equaling 2 quarts.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why the soup turned out so bad then. It was awful. It was terrible.
It's probably because you were making it.
Yeah, I think that might have something to do with it. Maybe it's all the cigarette butts I threw in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually had the pleasure of seeing a 300-pound shiba do a face plant right into the street about 2 weeks ago.
No shit.
Yeah, right in front of the bus stop.
Oh,
Makes you wonder if that got captured on film somewhere.
I'm just wondering if the pavement cracked.
I know fuck all about Big Ben. It's big, it's smelly, it's in London. It's all I know.
Sounds kind of like your prime minister, but...
Yeah. You got that right. No, Big Ben isn't a clock. Big Ben is the bell. So the very first seven words are wrong, so it doesn't give me a lot of confidence in this bit, actually.
Well, if Big Ben isn't a clock and Big Ben isn't a bell, please tell me it's not something you find in your pants.
not in my pants.
Not in my pants either, unfortunately. Champions, that's it for me. The West Coast is calling. It's time to drive. I love you guys. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Yeah!
Last ride.